Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I really think something is just, for months now, is getting lost in the sauce that is now a reality. And I really, really want everybody to let this actually sink the blank in. The 49ers are in the playoffs. Let that sink in.
You lost your QB, you lost your edge, you lost your Hall of Fame linebacker, you lost your wide receiver a bunch of times, and your defense is filled with guys who are 22 and 23 and 24, and yet you're in. You got three games left.
With three games to go.
Dude, you're in like Flynn.
Listen, we have got to talk about this.
Right?
With three games to go, you're in.
In. Kukush.
I mean.
Like, your ticket is stamped. You're in. It's not like, well, you know, if you can win this one and that one, and if they lose, whatever, you're 10-4, you're in. Kukush.
I can't believe it.
Yep.
I can't believe it, and it's all gotten lost in, I think, two ingredients of sauce. One ingredient is, as 49er fans, even the Kyle Shanahan haters out there, we have sort of become conditioned to the idea right now that at least some level of success is almost kind of mundane. And that's kind of a bummer, like, to be honest with you. Although the good side of it is that means that they go to the playoffs a lot. But this should be celebrated. And I am absolutely going to point out that about 5 to 6 weeks ago, this was what most people said was the goal. I would be happy with blank.
Yep.
And this is how most of you, including us,
yep,
answered that question. I would be happy if they just make the playoffs. Now, of course, that dissipates into the air.
It does.
Once this scenario happens, because now you're dangling the one seed in front of people's faces and you're getting a little healthier, at least on one side of the ball and all that. But this is really, really something special. To have this already be the case, we get January football. I'll never forget what it felt like sitting on my couch right next to my daughter when the Fred Warner injury happened about 6 minutes after I told her that's the one guy they can't lose.
Right.
And then his leg is turned the other way. And I'm like, that's it. That's it. We're done.
Feels like this is on you then.
Yeah,
like,
kind of.
You put the jinx in.
She said the same thing. She's like, I can't believe you did that. And they lost that game. That was against Tampa. They lost that game, and I think the Niners were 4-2, but it felt like a death sentence. And the Niners are in the playoffs, and everything is still ahead of them. And the other ingredient of sauce that this has gotten lost in is all of the Warrior drama. And I get it. Completely. I told you, I sat in this on Saturday night and watched people screaming when good things would happen. Will Richard makes a shot, and it's like, see, you jerk, Steve. And so, like, I understand. I fully do. I get the drama of the situation in the scenario. But the 49ers are in the playoffs. And I don't want to let that go. This is an incredibly, incredibly special achievement in my eyes.
Yeah, I mean, especially when you look at what they've lost and, you know, what they've done. And you can schedule Sam at all you want. And we have and we will. And that's a big part of it. But, you know, Chicago also schedule, and they're in, and New England schedule, they're in. So it's a lot of that in the NFL where you catch a good schedule and you could do some special things, but New England didn't lose their quarterback, and Chicago didn't lose their quarterback, and the Niners did for a long time, and they lost their edge, and they lost their linebacker, and so they had no tight end. They had Jake Tongis for about a month as your tight end as well. So even if you look at the other schedule Sam teams, and you should, and you can, and Carolina's one of them, but even those teams, they didn't go through what this team has gone through, and yet here we are, 10-4, a game tonight, and it doesn't. And if they lose, then they're still in the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Like, not the end of the world, but now sort of, again, we're constantly recalibrating
right.
what our hopes are.
And if I asked you, like, the over-under on a half a playoff win, like, you won't answer now, because if they win tonight, the answer maybe changes. If they lose tonight, well, then they're pretty much going to be a wild card team, and then now you have to go on the road and either beat Philly or Carolina or whoever you have to beat. So right now, it still is too tough to make that call.
It is.
They could be the one seed. They could be the seven.
I think anything's on the table.
Right.
I honestly do. I don't think the three and the four are not on the table. But do you know what I mean? I look at this, and I still think in the NFC playoff structure, careful with my word choice here, the only playoff team that I would expect the Niners to beat is whoever comes out of that NFC South, no matter what the stadium is. I think there's hope, though, to beat almost any of them. There would absolutely be hope that you know, no matter who it is, even the Rams.
Yep.
Even the Rams. Like, you'd be a dog, but you got a shot at that.
Small dog, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I wonder if they'd be favored at Tampa or Carolina, like, in that first wild card game.
I definitely think so.
I think so. And, you know, Green Bay or Chicago might be different depending on what happens over the next 3 weeks.
Yep. This to me is, this is fantastic. It's just, this was not the way this was going. And so, excuse me. I really would love to play with that question for a little bit that I threw out there in the crossover. Friend of yours leaves for Mars in August and just got back, and you tell them all the injuries, and then they go, how'd they do it? How do you answer that question? What comes to your mind? Niner fans, 888-957-9570.
It's Shanahan. For me, it starts with Shanahan, and then it goes to Saleh and the staff, and also John Lynch, where, you know, you brought in Mac Jones, and you brought in a backup quarterback who was highly drafted and a guy who could come in and, you know, hold the water while you needed that, and he did. And so beyond that, like, the roster was built to where there was enough depth, and Robert Saleh and this defense,
yep.
The defense has not been awesome, but they've been good enough.
Been okay, yep. Yeah, and in the right spots. And by the way, I think the most underrated part of tonight, whole bunch of people come back who haven't been playing. And I mean that from Yetur Gross-Matos.
Yep.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Jordan Elliott and Sam O and all these guys, they're coming back. And that, I think, is significant going up against Jonathan Taylor and a grandpa quarterback who can't move. Like, these are not great players, but they're good players. They're good players that the 49ers have not had the whole time. So I am so, so impressed. And you were talking about, you know, when you mentioned Jake Tongis, this just popped into my head. Think of all the names that have had a profound effect on the 49ers season that you either hadn't heard of or hadn't thought about before the season started. So one of them is Mac Jones.
Yep.
One of them is Jake Tonjes, Tatum Bethune, even Curtis
Keon
Robinson,
White,
Keon
right?
White.
Cleveland Furl.
Cleveland Furl. I guess D. Winters to a certain degree. Like all of these people, and then go to the rookies also, right? Upton Stout and man, a few weeks ago we're like, these safeties all suck. And they're still wobbly at times, but a couple people, Mustafa and everybody is like, Jair Brown, you've worked your way into yep. not being a liability out there. I just think that this is so, just so impressive. And Kyle Shanahan's not going to win Coach of the Year, but he deserves consideration, and he deserves to be top three or four. And if they could give him that award and actually cut it in half and give half of it to Saleh
yep.
and half of it to Shanahan, they're deserving. It's a weird year. There's so many deserving Coach of the Year candidates, but they're right up there, and they have to be at the center of this conversation.
Yeah, and I think that the odds are still 6-1 if you want to bet it, plus 600. You could bet yep. 100 to win 600 on Shanahan and stuff. And if they do win out and they get the one seed in the NFC, he might actually walk off with it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.